At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Spotlight with Stacey Pinkerton.
And a very, very good evening to you all once again. I have in the studio with me Dr. William Kortfrint. Dr. William Kortfrint has just recently, very recently, released his latest book, Total Health Reset. Dr. William Kortfrint, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Stacey. Nice to be with you.
It's good having you here again on the program. You've had a lot to happen since I've seen you last. You've just released this book, within the last week, obviously, and it's based on your television program that was viewed by over 6 million people, showing how to recommend lifestyle changes which cured diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease, not necessarily in that order, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, the book, you're correct, the book has been released actually this week. On Amazon.com in the English language. Before, it was already released in Holland, together with the television series. And the book sold in Holland, just in Holland alone, over 100,000 copies.
That's quite amazing. Well, I'm looking forward to see how many this one is going to sell. But tell us a little bit about this book, Total Health Reset. You said it was based on a television series. Give us the background.
Well, the television series was actually based on the contents of the book. But after the television series was such a success, I decided to write my findings in the book. So to make it also available for non-Dutch speaking people. What happened after I released my previous book, Living a Century or More? Well, it was out for probably about a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, I got an unexpected telephone call from the head of production of Endemol. And for those listeners who don't know who Endemol is, I think they're the biggest or the second biggest television production company in the world.
Aren't they the ones that started Big Brother?
Yes, Big Brother is one of them. I don't know exactly all the
voice,
programs they have,
yeah.
But The Voice of, it started with The Voice of Holland and The Voice of Britain, etc. They also have. But anyway, I all of a sudden got a telephone call from the head of production of Endemol, and they asked me if I wanted to pass by because they liked my book and they were interested in making a documentary out of it. And, obviously, this is not the kind of telephone call that you receive every day. So I was very enthusiastic. And although I'm not living in Holland, I took a plane and went to Amsterdam, where their head office was, or still is. And we discussed for about, I guess, nearly a year on how to make a real documentary out of my book. And the problem that we faced was my book, Living a Century or More, is very much about preventing how to get sick and, remaining healthy. But, you know, when you have a good lifestyle, it often takes 10, 20, or maybe even 30 years before you start noticing that you're not getting sick, and people who have another lifestyle get sick. And obviously, Endemol didn't have the time nor the budget to wait for 30 years. So they challenged me and said, what if we start with people that are already really, really sick? Would they react to your lifestyle measures? And at that time, we already had some data that indeed people would react in a positive way. And I'm talking about people who are overweight or even seriously obese, who have diabetes type 2, cardiovascular disease, arthritis, basically all the diseases that we call the diseases of the Western world. And, that was what we did. We selected people that were seriously ill, and we started to work with my lifestyle program, controlled by independent specialists like a nephrologist, cardiologist, diabetologist, etc. And, the results were spectacular.
Like how? I mean, first of all, let's talk about how you got these participants, because they had happened to be a lucky selected few.
Well, basically, Endemol took care of all that. They placed advertisements in magazines, on radio, you know, that people who were chronically ill and they've tried about everything at all, and, you know, there was basically no hope anymore for them. And so they could apply. And, we got, I don't know how many, several hundreds. And then Endemol made a pre-selection of, I think, about 20 or 25. And then they asked me to reduce that to about 12. And out of these 12, Endemol selected 6. And of course, they were not just interested in people with specific diseases, but people who, you know, would make a nice character on television. Because after all, you know, Endemol is in the business of attracting viewers.
Yeah, and we always like to have interesting people to watch and see. So what kind of effects happened on their health after they got involved into this program?
Well, basically, I have to take a little step back and talk a little bit about our Western diseases. About 50% of the Western population, and I'm talking Western population is typically France, Belgium, Germany, Holland, Scandinavian countries, Britain. Spain is a little behind in a positive sense because they're a little bit healthier, but they're catching up quite rapidly. About 50% of the adult population is either overweight or obese. That means only one in two persons has a normal weight. And not surprisingly, also 50% of the adult population in the Western world has a chronic disease. And a chronic disease I define as a disease that they need to take daily medicines for. And I'm talking about hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes medication, pain medication, especially for arthritis, those kind of things.
And, well, obviously we have a big, huge obesity epidemic going on around the world as well. It's just recently come out in the headlines that one in two adults and nearly one in six children are overweight and obese. I mean, these are, I assume, accumulate together, as you say, chronic diseases. One thing kind of leads to another. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, you mentioned the numbers of obesity, but of course obesity is not the only thing that we call being, you know, overweight. It's overweight and obesity. Obesity basically is being seriously overweight. And about 25% of our children are either obese or overweight, and about half of the adult population. But funny enough, all these chronic Western diseases and being overweight or obese has the very same etiology. They start with the very, very same things. And when people are starting to gain weight, that's basically what I call in my presentations the canary in the coal mine. When you start gaining weight, it means that your metabolism is starting to become sick. And based on that, it develops in different ways. You may develop obesity, or you may start out with diabetes type 2, or you get hypertension, or your cholesterol goes up too high. But basically, there's signs that your food that you're taking is making you sick.
Okay, so obviously then this is something that we can control ourselves. If it's just our food, we just have to watch our food.
Yes, but it's a very, very difficult subject, because basically what all governments are and official healthcare institutions like heart associations, diabetic associations are telling us is that we should not eat a whole lot of fats, should eat a lot of carbohydrates. And basically that's completely the wrong proposition. The fact is that in the 60s and the 70s of last century, governments were starting to become really worried about the fact that more and more people died of heart attacks. And they're starting to do research in it, and, you know, real research. They really wanted to know what the problem was. And, well, what we know now is that that research was very badly conducted with a completely wrong outcome. The outcome was that if we reduce fats, our cardiovascular diseases will go down. So our risk for a heart attack or a stroke will go down. And now we know that that research was conducted wrong, and that really the cause of all this were two things. One was sugar and rapidly digestible carbohydrates, as they are in processed foods, and the other one was trans fats. And trans fats, they basically have disappeared from our foods, but trans fats are fats that are made in the factory in order to prevent them to become rancid, so you can store them a long time in your closet or in your refrigerator or whatever. And these trans fats are really, really bad for you, cause your heart attacks. Of course, sugar does that too, and processed carbohydrates. But trans fats have been removed, and the conclusion from the 1970s that fats are bad for you still is issued by all these health institutions, and still is what is in the mind of people.
It's in the mind of people every day. Every day there's a conversation about the problem of fats, and no one really understands it. They all think that, you said it's the canary in the coal mine, but William, the thing that even doctors, even cardiologists, specialists, even in the hospital, the first thing that they tell people, no salt and low-fat foods. You're saying that this is wrong advice?
That's completely wrong advice. What we always say is that when you're fat, you need to eat less and less fat, of course, and you need to exercise more.
When you say fat, people get upset about using the word fat. You mean overweight or obese? Or you just like to call it fat?
No, I don't like to call it fat. I'm telling it like people talk about each other. And that's what the point I'm trying to make. When people are fat, other people say about them, they don't exercise enough and they eat too much. So in other words, you're lazy and you don't have enough self-discipline to stop eating when you've had enough. But those are not the reasons. Every single measure that doctors and dietitians will tell you in order to lose weight that's based on counting calories and eating less and exercising more has a success rate of 0%. You know, people start losing weight. Of course, when you don't eat, you start losing weight. But very, very soon that stops. And then you get what people call the yo-yo effect. And then, you know, when finally you can't stand it anymore and you need to eat more, your weight comes back with a vengeance and even, and that's been proven too, comes back above your original weight. So eating less actually is a prescription to gain weight, as weird as it may sound. So what we did in the television program was changing the food of the people. We asked them to take all processed foods away from their kitchen cabinets and out of their refrigerator. And basically, processed foods is all that is packaged and has a label on it that says how many calories, how many fats, etc., etc. But fresh foods, funny enough, or not funny enough, they don't have a label. You know, if you buy broccoli, it doesn't say how many fiber is in there and how many proteins. Nature doesn't care. Your body recognizes what you're eating. So the people had to take all the processed foods from their cabinets and their refrigerator, and they had to exchange them with fresh foods that are whole fat, and they could eat as much as they wanted. They didn't have to, you know, stop when they still had appetite. They could eat as much as they wanted, as long as it was fresh, whole fat, and of course, limitation of carbohydrates like potato chips or white rice and those kind of things.
Interesting material. If you want to get involved into the program, please feel free to do so after our little break. You can do so by sending in an email if you have any questions for Dr. William Kortfriend at 952-784-4000. And the email is studio@talkradioeurope.com.
Spotlight with Stacey Pinkerton. Spotlight with Stacey Pinkerton.
And in the studio today, on this hour, I have Dr. William Kortfriend, who has just released his book, Total Health Reset. We're talking about what brought all this about. He had a television series, and we're talking about the background. And we're going to get to the effects on the health of the people. And we briefly touched fats. It seems that there is a whole big mix-up in the world, not only with the medical associations, the heart association, everything. Everyone is still giving bad advice, and we're still suffering from this bad advice that was given in the 60s, 70s. And how do we change this, William? Is it possible?
Well, how do we change this? So let's first talk about the effects that we had during the television show, and what we saw. The people that we treated, they were really sick. I remember we had regular meetings with all the specialists that I just talked about that were, you know, kind of controlling what was happening and who were objectively looking and diagnosing what was happening. And I remember when we started, we really, you know, you looked at each other and we were really worried. And we literally said to each other, if, you know, this program is not succeeding, if these people don't benefit from it, we're going to lose some people really soon. There was, for example, one person who weighed 143 kilograms, had two heart attacks with two cardiac arrests where he basically was dead and had to be reanimated. And he was so tired all the time, he could not play with his little kids anymore. He could not walk with his wife in the forest. He just, you know, went on sitting on a bench and said, you know, you walk with the kids and I'll wait here for you guys. So they started with the program, and it was just amazing to see that within a month, but it was actually within a week already that we saw tremendous effects. There were two people who were highly dependent on insulin. They had type 2 diabetes and were really, really sick. And within one of those, within 3 days, could stop with his insulin, and the second one within 5 days. And they lost all weight very, very rapidly. The person I was just talking about with his two cardiac arrests, he weighed 143 kilograms, and he lost 50 kilograms in 5 months. It was like, you know, it was a balloon that was blown up too much, and I kind of pinched it, and, you know, it slowly went back again. And all these people, they felt terrific. It was just amazing to see on television. One of the persons who was very, very sick, and actually I told him in front of the television cameras that if he was not going to change his lifestyle, you know, he wouldn't live much longer anymore. He had 13 medicines for, you know, wide variety of things, arthritis, kidney disease, heart disease, diabetes, etc., etc. 13 medicines. After 5 months, they all could be stopped. And we decided to only give him one other medicine, a blood thinner, because we saw at the start of the show that he has extensive atherosclerosis. So we didn't want him in the future to get a blood clot or anything. But he got rid of all his medicines.
So you're saying basically like a half an aspirin or something like that is what he ended up taking?
Yeah, basically a quarter aspirin every day. Yeah.
It's amazing that all these medications, and do you think it's also they were given these medications basically because no one really took the time out to explain, or maybe they don't know themselves? It seems medical doctors don't have any time to really, really sit down and talk with patients, and they just prescribe medications quickly.
Yeah, that is true, but there's another thing. Doctors know very, very little about food and the effects it has on our health. When I was in medical school, I probably had 1 hour about food, and that was all in the 6 years I was in medical school. So doctors really don't know, and it's especially these chronic diseases, like, for example, very common ones, hypertension. 50% of the people over 50 have hypertension and take chronic medicines for it, or high cholesterol. Usually when your cholesterol is high or you have hypertension, it means that you have to take medicines to correct that for the rest of your life. And very often the hypertension still gets a little bit worse, and you start out with one, like, for example, a beta blocker or a diuretic. Then it's two diuretics. Then it's three. A lot of people have three or four drugs in the end to beat hypertension. What we saw in our show, that all the hypertension people had went back to normal or nearly normal. Like the guy I was just talking about with his 13 medicines, he had four medicines to control his hypertension. Now he has zero.
Wow. Aren't there some natural or easier ways that people can also control their hypertension without taking medication?
The best thing to do in not just in medicine, but, you know, in everybody's daily life, when there is a problem, you look what the cause is. You know, go to any garage when your car is broken down, and the car mechanic will look into what the cause is. Well, doctors very often don't do that. And they don't do it because it's really, really hard. For example, hypertension. The medical name for hypertension is essential hypertension. 95% of all hypertension is essential hypertension. But what it really means is hypertension that we do not know the cause of. And but actually we do.
Hypertension also means for the average person in the street, possibly high blood pressure.
That's high blood pressure, yeah. And actually we do, because it's caused by the wrong foods, by eating too many carbohydrates, by eating too much sugar, eating too many processed foods, basically. And we see always when people start eating more natural fats, change margarine for butter, eat fresh foods instead of packaged foods, the blood pressure comes down nearly immediately, and also the cholesterol values improve immediately.
It's quite flabbergasting to hear that this is, it seems so simple. Seems like we need to get back. Let's go to a little bit of music, and then we're going to talk more into the Total Health Reset with Dr. William Kortfriend and the background of why we get sick.
One, two, three, four.
requests from Daisy, Marvis, and Tommy.
And that's the Beatles' Get Back. We need to get back to the way it used to be, apparently, before the 60s and 70s. It seems that, it's not really a surprise the world's obesity and diabetes problem started back in the 60s and 70s when scientists believed that saturated fat was the main cause of heart disease and say that it raised bad cholesterol in the blood, starting with low-fat diets. We're talking with William Kortfrind, the author of Total Health Reset, about his television program and how he took a group of people and changed their chronic health conditions by various different ways. Back to you, William. We're going to go on with continue on with the effects that it had on their health.
You mean the people that were treated in the show?
Yes.
The effects on their health basically were that they all felt healthy again after 5 months. It was remarkable. Their diseases were various, you know, heart disease, kidney disease. One had depression, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And basically we saw all these diseases that they were taking many medicines for, they were, you know, basically going back, like the song you just played, Get Back, kind of proving that what we are doing all the time with our food is making us sick. And when, you know, we want to get better again, take out the food.
And what about stress?
Yes, of course. Stress is something that plays a big role, too. We had one lady in the television show who was known with her cardiologist already for a few years with severe hypertension. And she was also having what you could call angina pectoris, which usually is a precursor for a heart attack. And especially amongst women in their 50s, she was like 53, I think. This is a very dangerous situation because you can get a heart attack basically without any warning at all. And her, the reason that she had that high of hypertension combined with angina pectoris was stress. In her case, it was not food because she was eating pretty well already.
And so what did she do to help her stress?
She was my most difficult case, so to speak, because stress is not something you can cure right away and say, why don't you have a little bit less stress? It doesn't work that way. So we really had to hold a mirror in front of her. And she basically said at a certain moment, yeah, but I'm really busy and I don't have time to relax myself. But finally, after a while, she's an intelligent woman, a businesswoman, successful. And she realized that she had to do something about it. But it really wasn't working. And while I was in America on an evening, I think it was 7 o'clock in the evening. I sent her an email, but 7 o'clock in the evening was 2 o'clock at night in Holland. And I sent her an email at 7, and 7:15 I got an email back, which was 2:15 at night in Holland, meaning she still was working. So I was kind of fuming. Because she basically wasn't doing what we were telling her. So when I was back in Holland, her cardiologist and I had a serious confrontational discussion with her. And, I basically said to her, look, if you're not going to change your lifestyle and you know, relax more and take more time off from your computer and your work, you're basically going to go to your own funeral very, very soon.
And, how did she react to that?
Actually, what I said literally was not on the camera, because she again told me when I said, you got to take more time off. She said, well, I don't have time. And I said, yeah, but will you have time soon to go to your own funeral? And that was the moment she got tears in her eyes. But Endemol took that, you know, cut that out because it was a little too confrontational, I guess, for the television show. But gradually after that, she improved. And this lady, she also had overweight, and her overweight disappeared as well. And what we found out is that, you know, when you have too much stress, you have too much of a certain hormone called cortisol. And cortisol can make you fat. And actually, when people say, you know, I had a very stressful period in my life and I just couldn't stop eating, that's not because of a lack of self-discipline. That's a hormonal situation. So it's real.
So you really, really had to struggle and work with a wide range of, as you said, chronic diseases. And the stress included that a lot of people do not take into consideration until already they've had basically a heart attack or something. Let's get to the background of why we get sick.
Okay, well, basically, our body functions well when it gets food that our body is used to. You know, we're not just put on this earth 100 years ago. We have evolved from animals, from apes, and then we became humanoids, as we call it, and you know, finally the humans. And our evolution from apes until now has probably taken about 2.5 million years. And every single day of that whole period, our body has adapted to circumstances that the earth presents us with, and also food. But all of a sudden, halfway last century, governments and doctors and heart associations, diabetes associations, decided that they knew better than nature what to do. And we started to process foods, less fats, more carbohydrates, etc., etc., put more vegetable oils in them and take out the animal fats. And all of a sudden, our body did not recognize anymore what we were eating. And for example, soda drinks like Cokes or fruit juices or whatever, these do not exist in nature. There is no lake with Coca-Cola in it or something that we can drink. So our body is presented with a fluid that it doesn't know that it's full of sugar. And our body thinks we're drinking water and just does not give our body a signal. Hey, stop, because you're drinking a whole lot of calories. And that's one of the reasons why we get fat. We don't get a signal anymore that we're satisfied.
A lot of people don't realize how much it is in what they're drinking. They just don't add that up. It doesn't count because they don't think of it as food. But there are a lot of extra calories in these beverages, alcoholic drinks, everything. And especially not just sodas, juices. And these smoothies and these drinks that people are drinking. Do you think vending machines and all should not be in schools and hospitals? And
well, it's basically the same question. Do you think there should be vending machines with cigarettes in hospitals or in schools? No. What a lot of people don't realize is how bad these soft drinks or soda drinks really are. For example, we all recognize a mother and a child in a supermarket, and the child, you know, is not behaving correctly, and the mother, you know, gives the child a candy or a soda drink. That's, you know, most will consider that completely normal behavior. But suppose that mother gives her child, suppose it's a child 4 years old, gives that child a cigarette. You know, gives him a smoke. We probably would call Children's Protection or the police or something.
Yeah.
But the effects are equally bad for your health. Drinking a can of soda is as bad as smoking a cigarette.
You're quite blunt about what you say, but it is true. It is a way of looking at it that people don't often address. And the other day I was talking on one of the other programs about people being fat and whether it was politically correct or incorrect to say that someone is fat. And someone mentioned the fact that the BMI index should be changed, that it's all wrong. It seems that we're often always making excuses.
Well, it's sometimes difficult to address the causes, because as we all know, money talks. In Britain, you know, children obesity is a problem in Britain.
And around the world.
And around the world, but Britain and America, you know, they're two of the worst, and Mexico, but they're some of the worst countries. Especially in Britain, a lot of research has been done with trying to make the food of children healthier and to provide programs whereby they exercise more. And you know what? They all fail. Having children exercise more does not help one single bit. In other words, children sitting, behind their Xbox or their computer or playing with their mobile is not the cause of obesity. In Australia, they've done something different. A very large research, I think over 60 schools were involved in it with more than 10,000 schoolers. And half of them, they were randomized, and half of them, just went on with their life as they normally did. And the other half, they just did one thing. They took away fruit juices and soda drinks. And what do you know? Those children that didn't drink that stuff anymore, they lost their weight and normalized. In other words, don't blame the computer, don't blame the mobile telephone, blame the soda drinks and the fruit juices.
Well, couldn't it be a combination of it all together at the same time?
What do you mean?
A combination of being more stationary apart from that you're saying no.
No. Exercise is really, really healthy for you. And I really would advise everybody to exercise at least half an hour a day. And exercise can be, just a brisk walk. Please do, because it's so healthy for you. But it's not the cause of obesity, of being overweight. It just doesn't work that way. And in other words, exercising more will not help you lose weight when it's not the cause.
Yeah, I see your point.
And there are reasons for why exercising does not help. When you exercise more, it's been shown that the rest of the day you work out less. So you feel a little bit tired and you just sit on your chair more. When you have exercised, you also tend to eat and drink more because it increases your appetite. And at the end of the day, it doesn't make any difference at all.
So you, like, for example, after you've done something kind of sporty, and the first thing you want is to have a nice cold beer.
For example.
Yeah. Well, what about Aquaras and Aquarius, Red Bull, all of these energetic drinks? People aren't thinking about the apple juice they're giving their babies. It's not just causing tooth decay.
I would advise people to do one thing with them. Put them in the same container as you put chemical waste. They're really, really dangerous for your health, just like cigarettes.
You mean these sweetened beverages?
Yes. And what's happening now, because we are discovering that they're really bad. There are, like hundreds of publications in the best medical journals that state that. But you have already seen that the beverage industry is starting to change the formulas of their beverages. Exactly the same thing that cigarette industries did. When it really was discovered that cigarettes were causing cancer and cardiovascular disease, we had first cigarettes low in nicotine, cigarettes low in tar, and then filter cigarettes. So they kept changing the formula. So the clinical research that was proving that it was bad was always miles behind. We're seeing exactly the same thing with the beverage. We had, the Coca-Cola Classic, the new Coca-Cola, or Pepsi. It's not just Coca-Cola. It's basically any beverage. And then they came with low calorie
and zero.
And then zero. Yeah. They keep changing the formula. So, and it takes easily 10 years to prove that something is good or bad for you. So we're always running behind. But we know now all these beverages, once they're sweet, whether it's sweetened with sugar or whether it's sweetened with aspartame or stevia or whatever it is, as soon as it's sweet, our body reacts wrong to it and it starts becoming overweight, obese, and chronically ill.
Okay, so what are we going to do about all this? With a lot coming up, if you want to get involved into the program, please feel free to do so. It's 952-784-4000. Also, studio at talkradioeurope.com is the email for William Kortvriend.
Spotlight with Stacey Pinkerton.
T-R-E.
Talk Radio Europe. Spotlight with Stacey Pinkerton.
And in the studio with me, I have Dr. William Kortvriend, who is the author of Total Health Reset. We're talking about all sorts of things regarding food, chronic health conditions, and everything. But the question is now, what do we do? What do we do as ordinary people?
Well, first of all, what you need to do is to be honest with yourself. Like, is your weight too much? Are you taking chronic medicines? Are you taking too much alcohol, or are you smoking? And what are you eating? And I mean, the first thing, of course, is to start caring about yourself. Being healthy makes a tremendous difference over being sick. For example, when you have diabetes type 2, that diagnosis, only that diagnosis, shaves off 8 years of your life.
Eight
years of your life. And that's not all, because the time that you're living is you're worse off as well, because you have to take medicines and you get a whole lot of complications, pain, wounds that won't heal, you cannot eat everything anymore, etc. So that's the first thing. You need to be honest to yourself and really say to yourself, okay, I do want to be healthier and enjoy life more.
Okay. A lot of people just are completely blinded by they don't want to change their lifestyle, though, William. What you're saying is they all have to change their lifestyle somewhat if they've had any of these conditions.
Yes, of course. If someone...
This is not new news. They just don't want to hear it.
It's partially new news. You know, when you're smoking and you're short of breath and whatever, and you get the advice to stop smoking, you know, people understand that. But when you don't want to, then everything stops, of course. And you gotta want to do it. With the health measures that I'm prescribing and describing now in my book, it's a little bit different because people didn't know that. And actually, and that's sad to know, doctors don't know that either, because they don't read the medical journals, etc. They don't know what food advice to give, what foods to recommend. You know, they get a patient with hypertension, they get 5 or 10 minutes, and they prescribe a drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. And as sad as it is. And they don't know what to do else. And the doctor should ask, okay, tell me now exactly what are you eating. Show me what's in your closets and in your refrigerator. Tell me what's in there, and let's go through it. And you know, then you'll discover that there's probably a whole lot of rubbish there. And if they change it with fresh foods like we've eaten for millions of years, that probably that hypertension or high cholesterol or maybe being short of breath or diabetes will go away.
So you're saying, for example, we have a craving. It's just we have to pay attention to what we grab, make sure that it's fresh produce, instead of a bag of crisp or chips, you know, maybe take some nuts or something. But a lot of people still don't want to deal with the saturated fat issue. It just came in the news that there was a low fat, a Spanish company just came out with a new low fat avocado.
Yeah, fully ridiculous.
Pointless.
They're just in the Lancet. You know, one of the best medical magazines there is, professional magazines. They showed a research whereby people ate saturated fats, or they changed the saturated fats for what is always said by the industry, the unsaturated fats derived by plants. The result was that those people who supposedly ate the healthy fats, as proclaimed by the industry, got 2 times more heart attacks than those who ate saturated fats. We've eaten saturated fats all since our evolution.
We have, except for today we only do what's easy, grab the quickest thing, throw it in the microwave. All this information is in the book Total Health Reset?
All the information is in the book Total Health Reset. Basically, when you read it and you follow what's written in there, you do exactly the same as what those people did in the television series. And I basically can guarantee you, when you are listening, you have overweight or obesity or high cholesterol, hypertension, even insulin-dependent diabetes, it's going to get better. And nearly 100% sure I can get you off your insulin.
And if they choose to buy the book, go through the program, they can buy the book on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get in touch with you, or they can get in touch with you through me if they want to. I don't know how that they would find your contact details apart.
Yeah, the best thing would be that they get in contact with me through TRE Radio if they really have a specific problem that they need to address. And I'm happy to help them.
It's written by one of the doctors, Tamara Dewier.
She's a Dutch doctor. She's the president of the Dutch Doctor and Food Association.
Everybody needs to know this,
yeah.
Including all the doctors.
Tamara Dewier. That's how you pronounce it in Dutch.
All right. William, in 3 years you've completed and published 4 books, 2 in Dutch. No, 4 in Dutch, 2 in English, a TV program, and currently finishing up another book. You must have a very patient wife.
She puts up with me.
I hope you make some time for her. And one other question that came in on the email, it's talking about coconut oil, olive oil, or butter.
All three of them. They're all very, very healthy. It's been proven now also that when you replace margarine with butter, your health will improve. Olive oil, nobody doubts that that's really, really healthy for you. And we're also discovering coconuts, which is basically all saturated fats, really, really good for you. People in the Pacific who used to eat before the Westerners came, you know, basically all coconuts all day, they never had any heart attack.
Interesting. What about turmeric? And someone is asking what you can do with turmeric that's supposedly good for inflammation.
Yes, turmeric can help you beat inflammation. Arthritis can also help with diabetes, although turmeric is a very difficult subject.
Another program then.
Another program about turmeric.
Okay. William Kortfriend, Total Health Reset. William, thank you for joining me in the program today.
Sure, you're welcome.
The book is Total Health Reset. You also have an interesting video, 2 videos on YouTube, which can be checked out, Total Health Reset 1 and 2. And that's one of them is regarding one of the patients or the participants in the program.
Yep, that's right.
Well, Total Health Reset, sold on Amazon. If you need to get in touch with William Kortfriend, please feel free to do so through TRE. Thank you, William.
You're welcome.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.